And we do have from St. Mary's School, sixth grade teacher, Brittany Boyle. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good. We were just talking before we went on that school season is winding down.
It is. Like 3.5 weeks left. I can't believe it, really.
That is pretty crazy. And you've got some kind of nervous sixth graders, I heard.
I do. They started asking questions this week, realizing how close they are to seventh grade. And they're asking, when can we go meet our new teachers and all that? So,
At least they're excited about
it.
So, yes,
they are.
Yeah. Well, what's been going on at sixth grade at St. Mary's School this year?
Well, we just wrapped up our biggest event of the year, I guess, the Passion Play. The fifth and sixth graders both do that, but the sixth graders take on the majority of the big roles. And Nancy Berg comes up every year and helps Mrs. Novak and I work on that. And it really is, I say it every year, it's amazing what fifth and sixth graders can do. And from the beginning, when you first start your first practice to the final production, it's amazing how much they grow and how they really fall into the parts. And I mean, really, I view the Passion Play as, you know, a big piece of what they're going to remember. I mean, I did it when I was in sixth grade a very long time ago with Mrs. Berg. And it's just something that you always remember. And it really is just what the Easter season is all about. And they get to practice and live it to a sense every day during Lent when we go to practice. And I just thank Mrs. Berg so much for all the time and the ideas and the effort that she puts in for our kids, because it truly has become a tradition and everybody appreciates it. And our biggest thank you is the full church.
Yes, exactly.
We have three performances and they're all very full. And my favorite thing is when people come up to us afterward and you can just see the emotion in their face and they just say, thank you. It's really neat.
Yep. See, I heard rave reviews and a lot of people did say it was very emotional. So
people from all churches come and all towns around and it's really wonderful. And the kids have a really good time with it. And even sometimes they become emotional during the performance.
I can imagine. So, I would bet. Yes. So, well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And I know the fifth and sixth graders next year will be looking forward to another good performance.
That's right.
So what else has been going on?
Well, we're getting ready for a sixth grade promotion, which is a really big deal. It's essentially our sixth grade graduation.
Okay.
And we'll have that on the last day of school. And it's with our last grade school mass. So our school masses are special to us. And so we have our grade school mass where all the grade school kids will get to support our sixth graders in moving to their next step. And so that'll be on the last day of school right after mass with our awards ceremony. And so now we're starting to prepare for that, which I can't believe it's May next week. So.
And Brittany, I forgot to do this, but tell us a little bit about yourself. Obviously, you mentioned you went to St. Mary's School and seems like a number of teachers that we've been visiting with here on the St. Mary's program have been former students.
Yes, I think that's really special, really, that so many alumni want to come back to St. Mary's. When I went to school to be a teacher, I always wanted to teach at a Catholic school, and my dream job was the one that I'm doing right now. So God has blessed me in a lot of ways, and I've been teaching at St. Mary's. This is I'm finishing my sixth year at St. Mary's.
Wow.
So I can't believe I've been here that long either, really. So I'm also married to an alum of St. Mary's, so it's just really special for our family. And I have two boys, and I'll have one of my boys will be in kindergarten next year. So now we're starting that new journey. So
and most of the people know you, but growing up, you were
Brittany Peterson. Yep.
Yes. And now you're Brittany Boyle.
That's right.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, that's awesome. And how many children again?
We have two boys.
Two boys.
Yep.
Awesome.
So I'm very busy.
Yeah, I bet. And they're probably looking forward to school getting out.
They are. Yeah. My oldest does he loves preschool, or pre-K, but he's very excited for summer.
I bet. Well, what else is going on at St. Mary's?
Well, let's see. This week, we also have kids going to the Norfolk Classic, and we're very excited for them. We have Will Schmitz in the 800, Maya Hedstrom in the long jump, and our 4x8 team, which is Larissa Ryman, Kaylin Goffenbaugh, Alyssa Brabitz, and Maya Hedstrom. And we're just very proud of them. And it takes a lot to do that.
Yeah,
so
it's
a big deal. We also have First Communion on Sunday for our second graders, which is a really big deal.
Huge
and they're
day.
Very excited, a little nervous, but very excited. And we also have first grade mass this week. And I have to say, when those little kids do mass, they are my favorite masses. They are the most moving masses.
Yeah.
And just to hear them sing and read, I'm excited for tomorrow on that. And we also have our last bake sale of the year. And my sixth graders were talking about how disappointing that is. Because when they go to junior high and high school, there's no more bake sales.
Oh, shoot.
So that's a big deal. And then on Friday night, we have our $10,000 raffle, which our annual raffle. And I believe if anyone's interested, there's some tickets left if you contact the Parish Center. That's always a fun event. And you don't have to be present to win. But I do recommend going on Friday night if you have time
good
and you have a ticket.
Good food and fun.
It is. Just relaxing. So.
And let's see. We had prom on Saturday. Yep. And let's see, we had Will Schmidt's prince, Blake Benson was the king, Lainey Meyer the queen, and Alyssa Ferringer was the princess. So, yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. So, and the kids look all, they all look great. Right. So Facebook was flooded with a lot of good looking kids out
there.
That's
right. I always enjoy looking at all the pretty dresses and all of that. Yeah. Lots of memories from a long time ago, it feels like.
You bet. So, all right. So, like we said, school's winding down. Yep. Today, there's an early dismissal, yes. Correct?
We have teacher faith formation this afternoon. So, okay. We have a lot of high school kids that will be busy today with track and junior high.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like we said, the season's winding down. Lots of fun stuff, but still got to do a little bit of schoolwork.
That's right. That's what I told my kids yesterday. We have a full week of school this week, essentially, other than this afternoon. So we have a lot to do.
All right, Brittany, anything else this morning?
I just want to share that I just love the people at our school. That I love. Thank you to all the families and our students that just really support. The support at our school just really runs deep. And without them, we wouldn't be what we are. And so I just really appreciate them and the expectations that we all hold for each other. And it's just a really good place to work. And I'm very blessed to work there.
You bet. And of course, one of the main reasons that it's St. Mary's does what it's able to do is because of all the great donations.
Right.
And like you said, the $10,000 raffle night, I think it's $100 a ticket to get in, and you get two people can go out to the KC Hall and enjoy some of the appetizers and the games, chance to win some money. And we thank everybody for, like you said, supporting St. Mary's School.
That's right.
All right, Brittany, we appreciate you coming in this morning.
Awesome. Thanks, Scott.
You better have a great rest of the week.
You too.
Brittany Boyle from St. Mary's School.